Hare Krishna. Krishna's supervision happens by his supervision. So supervision, when we use the word supervision, we say somebody is a supervisor. That means that that person observes what other people are doing, and this person directs the labors of others, acts the work that others are doing properly. That's the work of supervision. Now, supervision, if we see literally, supervision, just like we have Superman, a man who has superior capacities, super capacities. Similarly, supervision means that vision which is higher than normal vision. So, Krishna supervises the world and he has supervision. Normally, supervisors, they have to go to various places, or they have to have their plants in various places, their representatives in various places, their information givers in various places, who will tell them what is happening where. That's how they will be able to supervise. But Krishna, he has a supervision. He is omniscient. And he supervises the world with his supervision. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, he states, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. Now says Maya adhyakshena prakriti, that under my supervision, material nature works. Suyate sacharachara. Adhyaksha means aksha is eyes, adhi is from above. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. So all the moving and non-living beings are produced by material nature under Krishna's supervision. So now, how does Krishna do this supervision? He says he is not directly involved. Jagat pariparivartate. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kauntaya. By that hetu, by the purpose of material nature, jagat viparivartate. The world goes about, the world changes. So here Krishna is stating that he is above, he is not entangled in this world. He is above this world and he observes. But he supervises. And how does he supervise? By his supervision. Sarvatah pani padam tat sarvato akshishiro mukham sarvatah shuti malloke sarvamavritya tishtati. So, sarvato akshishiro mukham. Everywhere are his eyes, Krishna says. In the Bhagavad Gita, we are referring to the super soul manifestation. So, Krishna has a vision by which he can see everything. He can see inside and outside. And he can see everywhere. By when we understand that Krishna is thus always in control, sometimes when things don't work according to our plan, when things are going out of control, we become panicky. But if we remember that Krishna is in control, then we become much more peaceful, we become much more calm, we become much more focused. We let Krishna do his part and we focus on doing our part. In this way, we can navigate life's problems by putting faith in Krishna, by knowing that he is far more intelligent than we are, he is far more concerned about our well-being than we are, and he actually knows things far better than we do. So because whereas we have vision, he has supervision. And with this putting faith in supervision, we actually submit ourselves to being supervised by him. That means we pray to Krishna, please engage me in your service. As Arjuna also said, Karishye Vachanam Tava. And that when Arjuna said, Karishye Vachanam Tava, then at that time in response, Sanjaya says that, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shri Rujayo Bhutir, Dhruvanitir Matir Mama. And he says that, wherever there is Krishna and where there is Arjuna who is willing to fight for him, there will be victory over there. So when we understand that Krishna has supervision and we agree to be under his supervision, and he empowers us to extraordinary things and to attain victory, not just over the cycle of birth and death at the end of our life, but even in this life over formidable opponents. And this is the beauty of bhakti, where there is fulfillment even in this life as well as the next. Thank you. Hare Krishna.